KNOM Update News. I'm Matthew Smith, and it's 9:02. Two Alaska State Troopers were shot during a prolonged standoff in Kotzebue yesterday. The incident ended when officers approached the vehicle the suspect had been barricaded in hours after the initial shooting and found the suspect, Arvin Nelson Jr. of Kotzebue, had taken his own life. The Kotzebue Police Department responded to a call early Sunday morning of Nelson brandishing a weapon at a civilian after his truck had run into a guardrail on Ted Stevens Way, a roadway just east of town. Trooper spokesperson Beth Ibsen says the KPD called on the troopers for help.
We responded back up to the KPD officers and immediately was shot at from the vehicle by the suspect. There was some return gunfire. There was a bit of a gunfire exchange, and two troopers were struck during that exchange.
Ibsen says both of the injured officers returned fire. One trooper was struck in the lower part of his body. He was medevaced to Anchorage, where Ibsen says he's in stable condition. It's unclear how the other trooper was injured, if he was grazed by a bullet or hit by shrapnel, but he began bleeding from the head and was taken to the Kotzebue Clinic and shortly released. The standoff continued when Nelson barricaded himself in his vehicle around noon. The area was cordoned off and the city's airport was closed to non-emergency traffic. Troopers called in the South Central Special Emergency Reaction Team, or SERT. Ibsen says there was contact with Nelson around midday.
They had talked to him earlier in the day around noon, so somebody did talk to him. You know, it didn't happen right after the initial gunfire exchange.
Neither KPD nor the troopers would provide details on the standoff as it progressed into the evening. Ibsen says the CERT team did arrive on the scene but would not comment on how they were involved. The standoff ended around 6 o'clock Sunday when troopers and officers approached Nelson's truck and found him dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Ibsen says troopers with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation are flying to Kotzebue to take over its investigation. Due to both officers returning fire, Ibsen says the names of the troopers injured during the initial shooting are being withheld for 72 hours, as per department policy. The Kotzebue Airport was reopened to air traffic around 6 p.m. yesterday. The head of the Association of Village Council Presidents is asking Governor Sean Parnell to declare a disaster over the lack of king salmon available on the Kuskokwim and Yukon rivers. Myra Neneg says the situation is nearly critical for people who depend on wild salmon. A 7-day closure on subsistence fishing was set to expire at midnight Saturday, but was extended for 5 more days to allow fish to reach spawning points. The Bethel test fishery numbers show some of the lowest numbers on record. Biologists are hoping the king salmon are simply running late. Neneg says the closure on subsistence fishing, set by state and federal wildlife managers, is too long. He's asking for a meeting with the governor. A former Alaska Department of Fish and Game deputy commissioner has been appointed by President Obama to the Arctic Research Commission. Dave Benton of Juneau joins former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer and Mary Peet, director of the Kuskokwim campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Ulmer is a chairwoman of the commission. Benton is a marine resource consultant who directed the Marine Conservation Alliance from 2004 to 2010. He was the Fish and Game deputy commissioner from 1994 until the year 2000. The Arctic Research Commission establishes national policies and goals for the Arctic, working with the National Science and Technology Council and the National Science Foundation. The appointment is for 4 years. An Air Force airman has been charged with murder in the death of a fellow airman whose body was found last month north of Anchorage after he'd been missing for 3 weeks. The Anchorage Daily News reports that a grand jury on Friday indicted Airman First Class James Devin Thomas on counts of first and second degree murder. The 24-year-old is accused of killing 22-year-old senior airman Clinton Reeves on April 19th. Thomas was also indicted on a robbery charge, as well as multiple counts of evidence tampering. Neither the indictment nor the police have explained the circumstances of Reeves' death. Reeves' parents have said that their son had gotten a check from an insurance company for more than $4,000 after a wreck totaled his vehicle. They said he was looking for a new car when he disappeared. Thomas had previously only been charged with evidence tampering. The police in Anchorage say that Thomas's bail has been set at $100,000. Arraignment is scheduled for tomorrow in Superior Court. Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Walter Carpinetti of Juneau has announced his retirement. Carpinetti was appointed to the State Superior Court in Juneau in 1981 by Governor Jay Hammond. He served for 17 years, retained three times by voters. Governor Tony Knowles appointed him to the Supreme Court in 1998. He was again retained by voters in 2002. The Alaska Supreme Court justices selected Carpinetti as Chief Justice in June 2009. The Chief Justice serves a three-year term. Carpinetti's ends this month. He's retiring at age 66, 4 years before the state's mandatory retirement for judges.
I kind of look at it from the other perspective. I was appointed in 1981, so I've been on the bench for over 30 years, and it just seems like it's probably the right time now to get some younger folks in with, you know, a little more vitality.
In a news release from the Alaska court system, he says he's giving early notice of retirement because of the long process for filling vacancies on the Supreme Court. Alaska's constitution adopted a system for selecting judges based on merit that will require a lengthy evaluation of candidates by the Alaska Judicial Council. His last day on the bench will be January 31st of 2013. Alaska officials say a U.S. Army Reserve landing craft that spilled thousands of gallons of diesel fuel off of Kodiak has been refloated. The 174-foot Monterey was beached on nearby Puffin Island on June 8th after it hit a charted rock, just offshore from downtown Kodiak. Ty Keltner with the State Department of Environmental Conservation said the Monterey was moored Friday at a Kodiak dock to offload deck cargo. He says all fuel has been removed from the vessel, but oil booms remain in place just in case. Temporary repairs will be made to the vessel so it can be moved to a shipyard for permanent repairs at a later date. State officials estimate between 8,000 and 12,000 gallons of fuel spilled during the incident. So far, there have been no reports of the spill affecting wildlife. Four Japanese climbers who died on Alaska's Mount McKinley were likely pushed by an avalanche into the same crevasse where one climber later survived. The shallow avalanche pushed 69-year-old Hitoshi Ogi into the crevasse early Wednesday morning along with his four climbing companions. He was attached to the other climbers by a rope that broke. He climbed 60 feet out of the crevasse and reached a base camp on Thursday. A ranger Saturday found the other end of the rope in a crevasse about 100 feet below the surface. The Park Service said the risk of falling ice made it too dangerous to continue recovery attempts. And the Coast Guard has postponed plans to scrap the Seattle-based icebreaker Polar Sea this year. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp made the decision last week after meeting with Senator Maria Canwell of Washington and Alaska Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski. The nearly 400-foot-long Polar Sea is 35 years old. It's been out of service since an engine failure in 2010. It had been scheduled to be dry-docked for the first step in its demolition. Its 36-year-old sister ship, the Polar Star, has been on caretaker status since 2006, undergoing a $57 million upgrade. The rehabbed Polar Star is expected to return to service next year. The United States currently has only one working icebreaker, the Healy. The Healy is a medium-duty icebreaker designed to crush ice up to 5 feet thick. The Polar Sea is designed to break through ice up to 21 feet thick. One Coast Guard study said the agency and the Navy need 6 heavy-duty icebreakers and 4 medium icebreakers. That's according to Senators Begich and Murkowski, who say the U.S. needs more icebreakers. However, building a new icebreaker, they say, could cost up to $800 million and take up to 10 years. Taking a look at the price of gold this hour in New York, gold was down $1.30 to $1,626.40 an ounce. Silver also down 2 cents to $28.82 an ounce. The price of zinc was at 85 cents a pound. And Alaska Airlines Flight 151 left Kotzebue on time at 8:17 this morning, was expected to arrive in Nome around 8:55, and due to depart Nome for Anchorage around 9:47. It's unofficially 47 degrees outside the downtown KNOM station, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock.